It's now time for our reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. A day after the Hawaii legislative session opens, the governor's still shuffling his cabinet. Politics and opinion editor Chad Blair is on the line with us with a story about Governor David Ige's former chief of staff, Mike McCartney. Hi there.
Good. Hey, good morning, Catherine. How are you?
Good. So this is really kind of an interesting lineup. He's been kind of putting out press releases over the last couple of weeks, announcing his picks for his cabinet, and Mike McCartney. Where's Waldo, right? Where's Mike going?
This press release came out just before the House and Senate opened for business yesterday. So, you know, it comes out at this time where everybody else is focused on what the Speaker and the President are going to say. And actually the part about Fort Fuchigami is down at the bottom, same with Mike McCartney. But Mike McCartney has been appointed by the governor to be head of DBED, Department of Business, Economic Development, and Tourism. So that begs the question, what are you going to do with the chief of staff position? Well, the press release didn't say, but yesterday at the governor's office, reporters were there to speak to him after opening day. And he said, essentially, what will happen is Fort Fuchigami will continue to be administrative director. That was in the press release. But would also take on the duties of chief of staff, sort of a double job. And that was a little bit of a surprise, in part because it wasn't actually made clear in the press release. But the governor felt it was an important thing. He thinks Fort Fuchigami is doing a terrific job for his cabinet. And he thinks Mike McCartney, with his experience, should lead DBED.
That is really interesting because you kind of wonder, well, did he not have anyone else to slip into that position and is asking Mike to take over the reins there?
Right. And he actually appointed Fort Fuchigami to be administrative director about, I don't know, a year, year and a half ago. The position didn't actually exist. I do not remember the position the last couple of governors anyway. And if you looked at the governor's website where he lifted all his cabinet and staff, Ford was on top of Mike in terms of order of rank. Who knows? Maybe it was alphabetical. I don't know. But that seems to be the case. I do know that Scott Sike, the Speaker, Sylvia Luke, the Finance Chair in the House, had some concerns about who speaks for the administration. You can't really have two people doing that. It's much better to have one person being your right-hand person, if you will, for the governor. And so going forward, that seems to be the case. I should say that Fort Fuchigami does not require Senate confirmation, but Mike McCartney will as a cabinet appointee.
And the governor is facing some strained relations with the leadership in both the House and Senate. I'm just wondering if the relationship might be better with Ford versus Mike.
You know, Ron Cochi actually made a point of talking to reporters yesterday, the Senate president, saying, look, I'm tired of the media keeps bringing up this tension between the House and Senate leadership. Let's move on. Yes, some of them, the top leaders, actually did endorse Colleen Hanabusa in the Democratic primary over Governor Ige. But Cochi at least said, look, I've been talking to the governor, and there are other appointments that have been made, at least three of them of which we have reported are potentially in trouble, may not have the votes to pass the Senate. But Cochi said he's in discussion with Ige and presumably Fort Fuchigami to work out those differences.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens. I know I was downstairs in the Legislative Reference Bureau asking about when the directories were going to be out, and they said, well, we haven't even got the list for the cabinet members. So that maybe past April, you know, after the session's over.
They usually have those out late January, early February. Those are nice little guides all of us.
So they don't know what to do. And over at Honolulu Hale, they're not really sure who's representing East Honolulu. So
yeah, District 4. Everything's on hold. It's just crazy what's been going on.
Yeah, but they don't have their calendars ready either.
That's our job, just to cover all this craziness.
Yes. All right. Well, thanks so much, Chad. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Catherine. Bye-bye.
That was political and opinion editor Chad Blair with today's Reality Check. To read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.